Revelation Revealed, Part 5, Section 67, Revelation 19, verses 1 through 5. Hallelujah. Verse 1 reads, "After this," meaning after the fall of Babylon, "I heard what sounded like a roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting." Now, in chapters past here in Revelation, great multitude, the word multitude seems to be used in connection with redeemed human beings, not angels. So at least at this point, I believe this great multitude are redeemed human beings that are in heaven. "And they shout, Hallelujah, salvation and glory and power belong to our God, for true and just is his judgments." Remember, we're coming to the end of the great tribulation, or the last 3.5 years of the 7-year tribulation, which is the final judgment of God on the nations. And this multitude believes that this is a just judgment. And of course it is. "He has condemned," meaning God has condemned, "the great prostitute," that's Babylon and its empire, "who corrupted the earth by her adultery." She seduced the nations, the national leaders of the world, to participate in her schemes. "He has avenged on her the blood of his servants." And again, I remind you of the martyrs under the altar in Revelation 6 who cried out, "God, when will you avenge our blood?" And here we see God avenges the blood of the martyrs. Verse 3, "And again they shouted, Hallelujah. The smoke of her goes up forever and ever." We have a little bit of a difficulty here. The smoke of the burning of Babylon goes up forever and ever. Well, we're going to have a new earth, a new Jerusalem on the earth. Will there be smoke coming up forever and ever? I think we would have to conclude that the smoke that comes up from Babylon forever and ever is in the lake of fire. That's my only way to view this, because I do not believe there will be anything impure on the new earth, as we will see in the last two chapters of Revelation. Verse 4, "The 24 elders and the 4 living creatures fell down and worshipped God, who was seated on the throne, and they cried," God the Father sits on the throne of the universe. Jesus has his own throne. You have 2 thrones, the Father's and the Son's. And so the 24 elders and the 4 living creatures cry, "Amen, Hallelujah." Then a voice came from the throne. It can't be God's voice, because it says, "Praise our God." So it's got to be some other angelic being, maybe one of the 4 living creatures or one of the 24 elders, saying, "Praise be to our God, all you his servants." It's got to be human beings, possibly angels. "You who fear him." Fear means fear. It doesn't mean just plain reverence. "Both small and great." Again, small and great, I believe that applies to human beings, not angels. So I believe the redeemed in heaven are being encouraged by this voice that comes from the throne to praise God.